A Labrador retriever is hoping to sniff out and save threatened species in Wisconsin. It's Tuesday, May 13th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a prescription education program for people over 65 in Wisconsin is growing. And Danielle Kading will tell us more about the environmental impacts of data centers in the state. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Life is finding where you belong.
I was raised in central Wisconsin, growing up along the sides of shaded ginseng crops.
Deer Camp is more than a place. It is a unique state of mind and being.
I love Milwaukee. I'm very appreciative of everything that it has given me.
It draws you closer to each other and closer to the great circle of life.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
Endangered turtles in Wisconsin have an unusual ally, a Labrador retriever trained to sniff out threatened species. As Nick Rommel reports, her name is Talia, and she showed her skills at an event last week.
Talia has been working as a conservation dog at the Mequon Nature Preserve for several years, helping survey salamanders and invasive wild parsnips. 2 years ago, she added a new skill to her repertoire, finding turtles by scent. She's great at pinpointing individual turtles that are tagged and known to conservationists. Corey Gritzmacher works with Talia at the Mequon Nature Preserve. He recounted one time he thought Talia had run off to jump in a creek at the end of the workday.
So I was like, okay, usually she's excellent at recall. She wasn't coming, okay. And lo and behold, I start walking into the stinging nail and she's sitting down next to the wood turtle.
The wood turtle is a threatened species native to Wisconsin. This summer, Talia will be helping with a survey of wood turtles near Green Bay in partnership with the Oneida Nation. Nick Rommel, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A fifth person has died following a fire which tore through an apartment building in Milwaukee on Mother's Day. Seven people, including a one-year-old, remain hospitalized. Some residents were forced to break windows and jump from the four-story building. One resident told WPR that he jumped from the fourth story and later caught a baby who was thrown down to him. Milwaukee Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky says that 22 fire engines and 8 ladder trucks were called to respond to the fire, which left the entire building uninhabitable. More than 100 people are now displaced. The cause of that fire is still under investigation, but the apartment building did not have a sprinkler system because it was built in 1968, before the systems were required. Federal cuts to the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health are threatening a Wisconsin program meant to protect farm families. The National Farm Medicine Center at Marshfield Clinic Health Systems relies on funding from the agency to research and prevent farm injuries and fatalities. They're also the nation's leading resource for children's safety on farms. John Schutzke from the University of Wisconsin-Madison has collaborated with the center for decades. He says the programs have led to a significant decrease in on-farm deaths, but federal cuts could put that program at risk.
I don't think we would be able to continue to make the kind of progress that we've had, and that's been made possible with funding.
The National Farm Medicine Center declined WPR's interview request, but in an email newsletter sent last month, leadership said cuts put nearly three-quarters of their research at risk. Republicans in Washington unveiled proposed cuts to Medicaid. Anjavan Wagtendonk reports Wisconsin's budget writers say they're waiting to see what that means for the state.
Wisconsin's Joint Finance Committee has begun writing the state budget. The biennial process is taking place as the Trump White House prioritizes cutting federal spending. On Sunday, congressional Republicans proposed sweeping changes to Medicaid. More than half of the money for Wisconsin's Badger Care program comes from Washington. Republican State Senator Howard Markline co-chairs the budget writing committee. He says they're waiting to see what happens.
We'll be obviously monitoring what's going on in D.C. and what the impact may be here.
Governor Tony Evers has repeatedly criticized Republicans in Washington, and he's called Trump administration spending freezes and changes to tariff policy a mess. Anjavan Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Almost 1,000 nurses at Unity Point Health Meritor Hospital in Madison are threatening to go on strike at the end of the month. The unionized nurses have been negotiating a new contract since this winter with Unity Point Health, which owns Meritor. They say management isn't doing enough to address concerns about worsening hospital safety since the COVID-19 pandemic. They say physical attacks and threats from aggressive patients have increased and that staffing levels are dangerously low. A statement from the hospital system says it's already agreed to give nurses a 7% raise over the next 2 years, along with higher pay for night and weekend shifts. The nurses are represented by the Service Employees International Union. They say they plan to go on strike between May 27th and June 1st if staffing and safety demands aren't met. The union says the advance notice is to give the hospital time to make a contingency plan for those days. The hospital says it has a plan in place. A prescription education program for people over 65 in Wisconsin is growing. Anna Marie Yanni reports the program helps patients manage lots of medications.
The MedWise RX program has been offering self-advocacy training to older people in counties across Wisconsin for more than a decade. It was founded by professors in the School of Pharmacy at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Professor Beth Martin says the program teaches people to ask their pharmacists for a routine safety review of their medications.
All of our student pharmacists learn how to do a comprehensive medication review and advocate for those medication changes for the patient. This program also helps patients advocate for themselves, too.
MedWise recently expanded its programming to offer virtual training in hopes to reach more Wisconsinites. Anna Marie Yanni, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we'll have the second installment in our series about data centers in Wisconsin. Today, we're looking at the environmental impacts. Stay with us.
Be fully awake to your day with Wisconsin Today.
Hearing new voices and new discoveries about something I never knew existed in Wisconsin.
We like to get out. We don't like to warm a couch. We like to be on the go all the time.
But it's those things that we unexpectedly find on back roads that we talk about forever, and those make the best memories.
Wisconsin Today, weekday mornings at 9 on WPR News.
And finally, this week, WPR reporters are diving into the development of data centers around Wisconsin and the impacts they could have on communities in the state. The first phase of Microsoft's $3.3 billion data center campus in Mount Pleasant is set to come online next year. And We Energies says its plans to build new gas-fired power plants is a direct response to surging energy demand that's mostly driven by data centers. Danielle Kading reports that those plans are raising concerns that residents will face pollution and higher costs for decades to come.
Brianna Allenkaiser lives blocks away from the South Oak Creek coal plant owned by We Energies, just south of Milwaukee.
So our local park is right there, and it's literally behind it.
The plant's last coal units are set to come offline this year. In its place, the utility plans to build a roughly $1.2 billion gas plant. The facility would cut carbon emissions by roughly 3.5 million tons compared to the coal plant. But Kaiser says clean energy is a better option.
It makes me very nervous and also scared for my own child, who is only 12, of what his future looks like if we just continue to allow companies like this to come in and pollute the air.
We Energies is planning more than $2 billion in natural gas projects to meet growing power demand that's mostly driven by Microsoft. Tech companies have been racing to build data centers to support artificial intelligence. Dan Kruger is an executive vice president with WEC Energy Group, which owns We Energies. He says they're forecasting 1,800 megawatts of new power demand.
This set of new plants that we're planning produce far less emissions, use less water, meet demand for current and future load growth, and really should support economic development for all of us here in Wisconsin.
As demand for electricity soars, environmental advocates have been speaking out against the utility's plans to power data centers with fossil fuel plants at rallies like this one in March. Clean Wisconsin Air and Energy Manager Kieran Gallagher says data centers can be mainly powered by clean energy.
By building and investing in these plants, we are locking in potentially decades of further burning of fossil fuels with the air pollution impacts, as well as sending us on a path that does not mitigate against the worst of climate change.
Burning and moving gas traps 80 times as much heat as carbon dioxide in the short term. Governor Tony Evers and We Energies have also set goals to go carbon neutral by 2050. A Microsoft spokesperson says it's not yet possible to get all the electricity its Mount Pleasant data centers need strictly from clean energy. But a Berkeley lab study found a large backlog of mainly clean energy and battery storage projects waiting to connect to the nation's power grid. Those projects have the capacity to produce twice the amount of energy of the nation's current power plant fleet. Researcher John Quigley with the University of Pennsylvania's Kleinman Center for Energy Policy says rules for power grids favor large fossil fuel plants.
And those rules are not changing anywhere near rapidly enough to accommodate new clean energy, which happens to be a lot cheaper and can be built a lot more quickly than fossil fuels.
We Energy says its Oak Creek gas plant is the least costly way to meet the projected energy demand. Critics dispute that. They also question whether the plant is needed. Microsoft has paused work on some of its data center sites at Mount Pleasant, but the company says it's standing by its requested power demand. If built, Tom Content with the Citizens Utility Board says he's also concerned about data centers shifting costs to ratepayers.
There are real extreme examples where customers, you know, homeowners, renters, and businesses around their states are subsidizing affluent tech companies.
We Energies recently asked state utility regulators to approve special rates for large customers like data centers. Kruger says those rates would require companies to pay for infrastructure tied to their projects.
The whole point of it is the power plants, the distribution lines, the high voltage lines, they're working hand in hand with us to make sure that all those costs related to them are paid by them.
Customer advocates argue those rates have yet to be approved. They add people are struggling to pay energy bills due to rate hikes in recent years and rising costs. Brianna Allen Kaiser says her utility bill has grown to more than $200 each month. For her, the Oak Creek gas plant is too costly for taxpayers and public health. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, let's get a quick check of weather before letting you go for the day. Sunny and warm once again across Wisconsin today with highs in the 70s and 80s. Southern parts of the state seeing a little bit of clouds and a few stray showers this morning, but that should be clearing and seeing some sunshine later on in the day today. The clouds will increase across the state overnight. Chance for a few stray sprinkles, but no real steady showers expected, with lows down into the 50s. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. As always, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.